Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to hour number two right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As a reminder, to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And as a reminder, normal data rates do apply. Well, it is time now in our program. We're going to completely shift gears. We're finally going to take time to recap the college football, the title, the national championship game. Congratulations to Nick Saban and Alabama. They prevail and top Clemson 45-40 to win it all. One of our Big E favorites is back in 2016. We love him. The senior writer with OU Insider, and you can also listen to him on 1400 KREF in Norman, Oklahoma. Total Sports, he's got you covered as well. Good evening, James. It's nice to have you back with us.
E, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you. I didn't see that New Year dress, but I'm sure it was pretty. And a Happy New Year to you and your family and all your listeners, man. I think 2016 is going to be great.
Absolutely. The best is definitely ahead. And so let's talk about the title game. Clemson and Alabama, I know that you're very close with the defensive coordinator from Clemson in Brent Venables, of course, his time at Oklahoma. Did you have a favorite? I mean, were you kind of, can I say that? I know you're journalistic, but were you rooting secretly for Clemson Tigers?
Well, see, I didn't have a dog in the fight.
Okay.
So I could actually root. I rooted for Clemson because of Brent. Brent and I are very close, and Brent's done a magnificent job with Clemson, and he's done a great job of evolving as a defensive coordinator as well. But, you know, this game was, there were so many good athletes on the field and so much skill talent on the field and so much great talent in the down lines that both teams took their heavyweight shots. And, you know, the onside kick turned out to be the deciding factor. It gave Alabama one possession that Clemson didn't have. And, of course, the interception also hurt Clemson. And Alabama just didn't make as many mistakes as Clemson did. And they were able to convert that onside kick in a touchdown. And then they got the big kick return. Special teams won it for them. And when you have a tight game between two teams that are equal, sometimes it gets down to special teams or a special play. And Alabama was able to make it. But you saw some great talent. You saw two great teams. That game lived up to its billing. That game was what college football really needed. And it was a magnificent game without question. And it's one for the ages, man. That game's going to be talked about for a long time.
So, James, how would you rank this national title game among some of the great ones?
Well, it was up there. The one before this was USC and Texas. That was epic. We still think about it. With Vince, you know, scoring late in that game, Texas rallying back, Texas going the length of the field with a little bit of time, and Pete Carroll knowing that when Vince came on the field, that his defense might not be able to hold them. He said that. You could see it on his face. And that game was a magnificent game, stopping the USC streak, their win streak, that great run that they were on, and Texas was able to knock them off. I would say, you know, that one, in the BCS era, that's for sure. You know, those two games are probably the highlight games, I would think. I mean, Oklahoma had some barn burners, you know, against LSU when they tried to rally late and they lost in the Superdome. And they were right there with a great chance to win that game. I've always said I still think they should have won that game. And they drive it down to the 11, have a first and 10. You've got a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, but you've run the ball the entire time to get down there. And you throw a couple of passes and all of a sudden, boom, you can't get it in the end zone. So, you know, then some of these games don't live up to their press clippings, but, you know, that game, Texas and USC, and, of course, this last one, Alabama and Clemson certainly did.
The senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Okay, so four titles in seven seasons for Nick Saban. How does he continue to have this sustained success?
All comes down to players, and then you coach them up. But if you don't get players, you can coach them up and you'll be 7-6. The reason why he's elite, they get elite players, the best of the best, the number one ranked guy, the number three ranked guy, the number five ranked guy, 15 guys in the top 100 or 13 in the top 50, and sometimes 8 or 9 or 10 in the top 25, and then they coach them up and they do a great job of that. But it all starts in recruiting. You know, if you want to be a great assistant coach or a great college football coach, number one, yeah, you got to know your X's and O's. And how you're able to teach those X's and O's and translate that from the practice field to the game field is incredibly important. But just as important, if you're not a good recruiter and you're not getting the players that you want, to keep you among the elite level, you're probably not going to be among the elite level. There's all kinds of levels in recruiting. Alabama's at the top of the food chain almost every single year. Almost every single year, they're either number one or in the top five in the country. And when you watch them play and they take the field, when they get off the bus, it looked like you did when you were playing basketball at OU. You know, when you got off the bus, everybody said, whoa, can we guard her? We don't know if we can or not. Well, it's like that with Alabama. They get off the bus and you say, wow, that is what a football team is supposed to look like.
Do you remember those early days of Nick Saban coaching? I mean, I saw a fascinating interview with David Faraday on the Golf Channel when he sat down with Nick Saban at his home. But I know you're a big believer in Coach Stoops and what an incredible career he has had. But what about Nick Saban just from the outside looking in?
Well, he's arguably, you can argue he's the greatest coach of all time. He's certainly one of them. So he's in the argument. And tell you the truth, when Oklahoma played LSU, Nick Saban was the head coach then. I didn't really like him then. I thought some of the things that they did, was almost like strong-arming the NCAA and doing some things to try to make them do this or that. But in the end, he turns out to be a winner wherever he's gone. At Alabama, he knew when he went there that the resources were going to be there, the fans were going to be there. He knew that he had the money to do whatever he wants. And he's revolutionized recruiting with all the assistance that he has that helps out with his football program on the field and in the recruiting game, the number of personnel that they have, 32 assistant coaches. They have the nine, but it's the support personnel I'm talking about. He was ahead of the game a lot with the FaceTime and the chat, and he's not afraid of the IT stuff. He's been really smart as he gets older to stay up with the times, and he's done that. Now he's kind of this godfather-type figure that he doesn't have to do all the dances the young guys do. He just has to be on top of it, know what they're doing, know what they're into, think it's cool because it is their time to do what they're doing. And I think he does this as well as any coach in the country. He's obviously fit. He's a great game manager. Most of the time you're praising things he does during a game. Now, he's an amazing coach, and he's got an amazing program right now. And it's going to be interesting to see how everybody else goes about their business to get up to their level so they can knock off the king, because right now they're the king of college football.
He's an amazing coach, and you're talking about some of those amazing players. We're going to talk about that after the commercial break. But real quick, we got to give some credit to Clemson. The Tigers in that championship game, they never went away, and they made some big-time plays.
Clemson's really good. What Dabo Sweeney has done as the head coach there, he's elevated their program, I would guess, two or three notches to get them in this position to where now they're among the elite of college football. And I agree with him when he said, we're not going to go away. He said that in the post game. He said, we'll be back. And I think he will. The way they are recruiting, they're recruiting like Alabama. They're getting elite guys. They're getting, Brent likes those hybrid type of linebackers and defensive end types like Lawrence, like Dodd. And he's getting more of those guys into the program. And they're winning some battles with some of those elite players against the Alabamas of the world and the Michigans of the world and the Oklahomas of the world. And they're a very formidable opponent now when it comes to recruiting. Mm-hmm. One thing that they have going for them, I don't know how many people in your audience have actually seen Clemson. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's beautiful. Absolutely breathtaking.
They actually recruited me really hard.
There you go. So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it is so beautiful that it's hard to turn them down because you're thinking that would be a great place to go and live. So that's kind of – they've got it going, and they figured out how to do it in this day and age. And they're going to keep going. I don't see any way that they slow down.
The senior writer, James Hale, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be rejoined with the senior writer from OU Insider, James Hale. Stay close.